thing that I try to do with the lens is to write stories that no one else is doing, try to get below the surface. And one piece that I did recently looked at the state's rainy day fund. It's probably not familiar to most people in Louisiana, but it's kind of as it sounds, it's kind of a state piggy bank or reserve fund that can be dipped into when the state is in tough times. And in fact, the state has had tough fiscal times recently, and under Jindal, there was $700 million in that fund when he took office. But now he and the legislature took out $255 million. And then they, Jindal and the state legislature, in kind of a maneuver that didn't get much attention as to settle a lawsuit, they've agreed to fill up the fund totally, which is a total of $330 million. And that's going to happen in 2 years. Now, this is a governor who has absolutely refused any increases in taxes. Where are they going to get that money? Because the state's economy is not growing fast enough to come up with that tax revenue.
But the administration says that, well, in fact, it was appropriate to tap into the rainy day fund because we did have some rainy days. We were going through a recession. So how is this different than what may have been happening in other states who decided to tap those funds because, indeed, the economy was down over the past few years?
Well, the state had three choices: either raise taxes, cut spending even more, or tap into the rainy day fund. So you can make a very good argument that, yeah, it was the right move. But now the question becomes, how are you going to pay it back? Because they're supposed to do it in 2 years, and that'll be Bobby Jindal's last year. They're going to just try to punt this to the next governor and legislature of 2016.
So what are the consequences of having these funds drained down so low and then not having them replenished for the next administration?
Well, the danger is that Bobby Jindal, who by all accounts is running for president, and certainly this message will sell very strong in the states that he's visiting, like Iowa, South Carolina, Virginia, places like that, as what appears to be a presidential campaign. You know, Republican audiences like to hear that Jindal has made government smaller while growing the economy, in his view, and also not raising taxes. And so the danger, the fear is, he could be leaving sort of problems for the next governor. It's not clear yet, but there are signs of it enough that people are expressing concern about it.
You also looked into something called the Louisiana Mega Project Development Fund. Tell me more about that fund and what's been going on with it.
Sure. That fund was created in 2007 during Kathleen Blanco's final year. It was a time when the state had a lot of extra money because of, actually, ironically, Hurricane Katrina and, to a lesser extent, Hurricane Rita. Bobby Jindal came into office in January of 2008 and inherited this $150 million mega fund. He had that money to spend to try to recruit businesses to come to Louisiana or keep existing companies here. That $150 million actually even went up to $400 million, again, because the economy was so strong in Louisiana. So he's now spent that all but $6 million. There were some questions over how some of that money has been spent. For example, Blanco criticized Jindal for taking $50 million out of that fund to keep open a chicken processing plant in North Louisiana. Her belief was that it was just minimum wage jobs and it wasn't really a great use of government money. But I think perhaps the larger point is, again, this governor's had $150 million or actually maybe even $400 million to spend to recruit businesses and keep businesses here. And it looks like that the next governor's not going to have that money.
Tyler Bridges, reporter with The Lens, covering state government. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.